natural gas, 10% renewables, 45% coal, and 20% from nuclear and oil and other liquids. This is from your own, from your agency. Going out to 2035, two more decades, this is where we are. 27% will be coming from natural gas, renewables 16%, coal still at 39%, and the rest at 18%. With that being said, the president's budget basically had $2.7 billion that you all submitted for the energy efficiency, renewable energy, a 47% increase from current levels. Give this one up, Tom, so you can see the comparison. Stand up. This is where your money's going. This is what you're going to get out of the investment. This is by your own. And then you have the Office of Nuclear Energy. Nuclear's right here. It's where you're going. This is where you are. You've cut the greatest cut has been right here. And you're still going to be dependent on it, and we can do it much cleaner. I can't figure the rationale, and what I would say is that when you look at, take all the above that the president said, you look at the energy strategy, when you're cutting funding to resources, that'll continue to provide the energy that we're dependent upon by your own estimation. Doesn't make sense, sir. Doesn't make any sense at all. That we can't do it better, cleaner, and work together, because you sure are putting this out that we're going to be able to depend on it. We need it. So I don't know if you have a comment on this in relation. It seemed like there's not a balance here at all.
Well, what we're doing, as you know, during the Recovery Act, there was very large investments in the clean coal partnerships and helping test, deploy some clean coal technologies. But unfortunately, a lot of the companies who had supply matching funds, at least 50%, have pulled out. But there's some hope, and we're still pushing this as much as we can, because we do believe that we have to develop technologies to use coal cleanly, which means not only normal fluids, but also capture the carbon dioxide. And so we still remain committed to that. However, because of this changing landscape of companies not wanting to invest in large projects, sometimes hundreds of millions to billion-dollar projects, or multi-billion-dollar projects, but we can't. We do see a path forward in having carbon capture and utilization and sequestration.
Sorry, I hate to interrupt you, because our times are so limited here. But you raise up. It's very important. With what? There's no coordination, as I can see, from the Environmental Protection Agency trying to work with you all to develop policies and be able to use the energy that we are depending upon. That's where the disconnect comes. And what we're asking for is